my utmost for his highest. December the 12th. Personality. That they may be one, even as we are one. John 17:22. Personality is that peculiar, incalculable thing that is meant when we speak of ourselves as distinct from everyone else. Our personality is always too big for us to grasp. An island in the sea may be the top of a great mountain. Personality is like an island. We know nothing about the great depths underneath, and consequently we cannot estimate ourselves. We begin by thinking that we can, but we come to realize that there is only one being who understands us, and that is our Creator. Personality is the characteristic of the spiritual man, as individuality is the characteristic of the natural man. Our Lord can never be defined in terms of individuality and independence, but only in terms of personality. I and my Father are one. Personality merges, and you only reach your real identity when you are merged with another person. When love or the Spirit of God strikes a man, he is transformed. He no longer insists upon his separate individuality. Our Lord never spoke in terms of individuality, of a man's elbows, or his isolated position, but in terms of personality. That they may be one, even as we are one. If you give up your right to yourself, to God, the real true nature of your personality answers to God straight away. Jesus Christ emancipates the personality, and the individuality is transfigured. The transfiguring element is love, personal devotion to Jesus. Love is the outpouring of one personality in fellowship with another personality.